Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tinalo ng Philippine Tamaraws ang kupunan ng Brazil sa ginawang mid-year international rugby league match sa puntos na 40 kontra 8 nitong buwan lang ng Hunyo dito sa Kensington Rugby League Field sa Sydney, Australia. Pinagbuni ito ng maraming Pilipino dito sa Australia dahil isa ito sa dahilan kung bakit patuloy na nasa world ranking number 21 ang bansa sa larong rugby matapos naging miyembro ang Pilipinas sa International Rugby League Federation. Makahulugan ang panalong ito dahil maraming mga Filipino-Australian players ang magriretiro dahil sa ilang taon na din silang iwinagayway ang bandila ng bansa sa larong rugby sa buong mundo. At sa pagkakataong ito, pinakita din ng mga bagong Filipino-Australian recruits ang kanilang galing.
The players of the Philippine team were from Queensland and New South Wales. Some of the senior players, they came from both states, and they were one of the first ones that used to play for the team mga 10 years ago. The significance of that as well is some of the players from the old from 10 years ago, it's going to be their last game, that June 13 game, so they're looking to retire.
Pero isa lang ito sa marami na nilang panalo. At hindi lang dito natatapos ang misyon ng grupo sa Australia. Dahil gustong ibahagi ng Philippine National Rugby League na turuan ang mga batang Pinoy sa larong rugby. Kaya di na nag-atubili ang grupo. Katunayan, pinarehistro na nila noong nakaraang taon sa Pilipinas ang kupunan na pambansang Rugby Liga ng Pilipinas para tuloy-tuloy ang kanilang misyon doon. Isa sa mga nagsimula na Filipino-Australian ay ang mismong presidente ng Philippine National Rugby League na si Reynaldo Neri. Aminado si Ray Neri dahil naranasan niya ang magandang buhay dito sa Australia at ang pagkahilig niya sa larong rugby hanggang sa ngayon ang nagtulak sa kanya para tuparin ang kanyang pangarap na makatulong sa mga bata doon sa pamamagitan ng paglalaro ng rugby.
So I just feel that I need to be obligated that when I go back to my country, I'm not just going there for a holiday. I'm going there to help and do things right and be able to provide. I've earned a lot and done a lot here in Australia. It's time for me to give back to the Philippines.
Maliban sa pangungulekta ng rugby boots para ipadala sa Pilipinas, nagpadala din siya ng gears o gamit ng mga bata para gagamitin sa kanilang training.
Bringing football boots back to Philippines and giving it to the orphanages there, giving it to the kids there just so they can enjoy. It doesn't have to be rugby league. I mean, maybe they're playing soccer but they can't afford the boots. Then they can now they can play with the right shoes or brand new socks. Sports companies that have maybe old socks that they can't resell anymore or they have too much stock. I'm collecting shorts, I'm collecting headgear, the head pads, the shoulder pads, and I'm sending it to Philippines.
Sa ngayon, napili nilang home base sa pagtuturo ng mga bata ay ang Baler Aurora. Gusto din nilang isama ang mga guro sa paaralan at iba pang profesional doon para sila na mismo ang magturo sa mga bata. Dahil hindi lang daw puro pisikal ang rugby, meron din itong puso na swak sa mga manlalarong Pinoy.
In rugby league, you work as a team, you work for the person next to you, you form a good camaraderie with your players, you respect each other. You act as professional as you can, and you have a family, So it's the value of the sports that we also want to be able to share to our fellow Filipinos in the Philippines. Rugby league is known as a sport for the big guys, but mm-hmm. if you look at the hearts and the eyes of the Filipino. We have so much heart, we have so much passion to be a Filipino that size really doesn't matter. Coaching the Coast Guard, we're looking at coaching the school system there in Aurora. I believe they have about 50 schools, and they have a PE teacher at every school, which we're looking to target. We're going to teach rugby league to the PE teachers so they can then bring back that skill and knowledge to their schools.
At dahil sa pandemya, naantala ang kanilang mga plano para sa Pilipinas. Pero kapag ligtas na ang bumiyahe, kasama sa malaking plano na palalawigin ang laro mula Luzon, Visayas hanggang sa Mindanao. Pero dito sa Australia, ngayong buwan ng Oktubre taong 2021, bubuksan nila ang programa para sa mga batang may hilig sa larong rugby na may edad 6 hanggang 15 anyos.
At the moment, we were working on identifying Asian heritage children or youth who might be interested in playing the sport. They're taught the right skills and they're taught how to play the sport properly. So they can enjoy, hopefully they can enjoy, and they'll keep coming back to our programs. And hopefully they can play for a club, their local club, wherever, and be able to, you know, grow rugby league within the Asian communities. And also we're recruiting skilled coaches and trainers to be able to teach the children how to play properly, how to tackle properly, because I think that's one of the main issues when kids are learning the sport. They're not being taught how to tackle or play the sport properly, so that causes injuries.
Layunin ng Philippine National Rugby League at Pambansang Rugby Liga ng Pilipinas, maliban sa pag-enjoy, mapabilang ang Pinoy sa mga bansang magagaling sa larangan ng sports, di lang sa basketball, pati na din sa rugby. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.